Good Morning Cybertron is a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
Me Grimlock checking out Good Morning Cybertron while munching on cesium salami. Or is it beryllium bologna? Mm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott. Little fun fact, we have a chat in the Facebook that we all keep in touch with ourselves throughout the week because we're friends outside of here, too. Now, we all have chosen different names for ourselves, and I'm going to introduce everybody by their chat name today. If you'll indulge me, everybody put your hands together for Musta Crash the Lake Troll. Stand up and identify yourself, Musta Crash. Walter doesn't even know that's his name.
Musta Crash the Lake Troll.
Musta Crash the Lake Troll. A big welcome, everyone, to Marine Biology Nerd.
That can only be me.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Richard Granite. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone.
And I think it's just Xavier over there.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, right. And I'm known over there as the Scott that's still breathing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 people are going to get that and go, oh, you're going to hell, man. You are going straight to hell.
That's a 4 to 5 year old COVID joke. Don't think anything more of it.
Somebody will think about that for about 5 seconds and then they'll go,
Who assigned me the nickname Moose Crockish the Lake Troll?
I don't know who named you that, man. I don't know who named me the Scott that's still breathing. It sounds like something Chase would have done.
I appreciate the Metalocalypse homage.
Oh yes.
Wasn't there a time you could rename yourself on Facebook?
I think
I remember we were fucking with somebody hardcore one time, just renaming the chat every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I really like Death Clock, those guys.
Oh yeah. Those guys. Oh, they're great, don't you know?
Fifth largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm. Duanas Perez says, hello, just letting you guys know I'm still alive. Tired but alive. Hope the show goes well. Thank you so much, Duanas. Thank you so much. I can't wait for the new episode of yours. Everybody, Duanas has a wonderful Transformers Spice Level channel. The link is down below in the show notes. Please go check that out. Also, our friend Crossbones Koopa, he has his own little show over here on YouTube. Check him out as well. Link down below. Brandon Callanan says, evening, Chugoids who live in my phone. Yeah, man. We are big Chunguses. And as always, all the best Chunguses in the world, well, they shop at one place and one place only. It's Toy
Walmart.
Yeah, it's Walmart.
big Chungus.
You've seen it. I don't think the door even opens for people if they're under 350 pounds anymore. Yeah. Walmart. It's just, Jesus Christ.
Remember that one time GMC hung out together, Scott? We went to Maryland and we canned right into that Walmart.
I don't remember the Walmart part.
But doing the can-can.
Dun, dun, dun. I do remember the Maryland part. Yeah.
That was sick nasty.
That was sick nastiness, let me tell you. I'll tell you what. head on over. Do yourself a favor. Head on over to toy.run. Now, you may be asking me, Scott, what exactly is toy.run? I'm going to take you on a journey into the extraordinary. Toy.run is not just a social platform. It's a vibrant community where toy enthusiasts come together to share the joy of their favorite playthings. Toy.run is where the magic happens, where you can connect with fellow toy lovers, trade stories about your favorite collectibles. I mean, and look at this here. It's Paul just posted, 8 months since I left China. Here's a graph of the amount of picks I added to the KO gallery during the same time from May to December. Holy hell. He's added 4,987 picks to the KO gallery, man. He's building a toy paradise. You can do that too. Reflect your wildest dreams. Toy.run is where the fun never stops. But hold on, folks, because there's something lurking in the background. It's not just the shadows of your toy shelves. It's a conspiracy that's been bubbling beneath the surface. That's right. Fluoride in the water.
You may be wondering,
what's the connection between toys and fluoride? Well, my friends, they want you distracted. While you're reveling in the joys of Toy.run, they're quietly adding fluoride to your water supply. Wake up, sheeple! The powers that be are using Toy.run as a smokescreen, all while they lace our water with fluoride, a sinister mind control agent. They're trying to numb our minds and keep us docile. Now, whether you're here for toys or the truth, Toy.run is your gateway to enlightenment. Sign up now. Become a warrior against the fluoride conspiracy. Toy.run, where playtime unveils the hidden truths in your water. Don't just collect toys. Waken your mind. Toy.run, join the resistance today.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm going to get another water.
Oh, my God.
Full of fluoride.
Ugly Wretch actually posted a video up here. I hope he doesn't mind if I share this. This is his little video he posted where it's like, oh, four new episodes of Strange Pathways. I got to save him for work.
New Strange Pathways videos. Pass them around your coworkers.
I'm telling you.
I listen to it.
Ugly Wretch is fantastic. Ugly Wretch, thank you so much for the shout out. God, his channel, he streams live Saturdays. Check him out, too. The fluoride! They fucking got me! Oh, my God.
Scott, it's coming from inside your body.
Oh, my God, those bastards. I fucking knew it, man. Duas Perez says, finally decided on the name for my channel now. Working on a fun opening. Crossbones Koopa says, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year to you. Dwayne Marsh says, I have made it. Hello, everyone. And Brendan Callanan says, I'm moving in my own place in the next 2 weeks, and I'm planning on starting a review channel and the podcast I wanted to do for years once I'm settled. Hell yeah, Brendan. Hell yeah. Dude, yes. Once you get that shit taken care of, send that stuff over. We'll pimp you out, baby. Giga Twin says, there's a dentist in Japan who cosplays as the dentist-themed Kamen Rider dentist in his city. He has a very nice costume. There is, Giga Twin, no lie. Here in Pennsylvania, there is a dentist who is also Sea Dog from Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew, the Rapping Pirates.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
He has an album, right?
Oh, Sea Dog is my favorite member of Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew.
Are you familiar with the manga and anime and live action movie Guyver?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you aware that the guy who authored the original manga is actually a dentist?
I'm not surprised. Those suckers are.
Yes, he's actually not finishing the manga anymore because his assistant passed away, so he went back to dentistry.
Of course.
Aww.
And occasionally, a dude wearing a Guyver costume comes into his office, and he's like, finish the manga! And he's like, I don't think I will.
That's a perfect time to break out. Oh, so sorry, me no speak a Japanese.
Do you think people recognize Sea Dog and just start rapping songs at him? Captain Morgan, want me rum. Captain Morgan, we be chums. I be always on the phone when I'm drinking the bun.
So let me tell you the problems of living in a very densely populated area like Silicon Valley, where a lot of tech companies are.
Mm-hmm.
More than once, someone has been mistaken for so-and-so as a bigwig, and you just hear, "Fuck you, Zuck!" And it's just some guy going, "I'm just walking my dog.
I'm black."
That's what Zuck wants you to think. It's part of the Lizard Man conspiracy.
He's not a lizard man. He's a robot.
What if he's a robot lizard?
He's a robot built by lizards.
The robot, all right?
I mean, come on. My wife knows this. Zuckerberg is a robot built by lizards. He's not a lizard. He's not just a robot. He's a robot built by lizards. Honey, back me up on this.
Yes.
Yeah, she said probably. See, I'm right.
Celebrity deathmatch.
Probably. Wait. What if he's a lizard built by robots?
Oh, shit.
Holy fucking shit. We cracked the case.
There was supposed to be a deathmatch between Musk and Zuckerberg. It was going to happen in the Coliseum, but Musk's mommy said he couldn't do it. And now Musk is fucking the Italian prime minister.
So, like, that's like that. What would you call that? Would that be lizards versus robots, or aliens versus lizards, or what would you call that?
Reptoids versus mechanoids. Fucking duh.
A chance for us to be rid of one of them.
Are the lizard men from outer space, or are they from the Hollow Earth?
Yes,
that's a good question.
I mean, both, really. There's if you're talking the Draconians, you know, then the Draconians, they're from outer space. They're the reptiles from outer space. But then you have the Primordians. They're the ones that live. Anyway, we got our first look at an unreleased Transformers trio. We're the people that make all this shit up.
Yes.
Baidu user Luciferus. Once again, globalist agenda right there. Uploaded images of Transformers Creon Warriors Set 4. Now, we don't know if this is true or not, but it seems to be Transformers in either night gear or bondage gear.
So I am not sure what continuity this falls under. This is not like homage to any sort of Optimus I remember, except like the last night version of Optimus, and then
maybe
these other ones. I have no clue where they fit in.
This would have been from like 2015, 2014 ish when Creo was leaning a little bit heavier on the last night for aesthetics and inspiration. But these are from like the last series of Creons that weren't micro changers.
Is that from Pirate and Bumblebee? That's awesome.
Pirate Sam Fisher, Optimus.
Like, your 4 to 6 primary characters all done up as different, like, historical warriors. So you've got pirates, you've got gladiators, ninjas, knights, and a couple of them called wise guys, who are basically, like, 1930s gangsters.
Is one of these Megatron carrying the Olympic torch, meaning he was working with Hitler?
That's supposed to be like 1930s gangster Megatron, and I think that's supposed to be a Molotov cocktail.
Oh,
I'm looking at this Optimus, and I'm just thinking, like, him yelling, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
I just look at Sam Fisher Optimus Prime with the goggles, and all I hear is Michael Ironsides, which is weird because he was Ultra Magnus.
Yeah. But yeah, I adore the cowboy flavored ones.
Oh, the pirate one, Bumblebee, is actually kind of hot with that bicorn hat.
Oh yeah.
And the flintlocks, fuck yeah!
My man out here dual wielding flintlocks with a black with like probably a 20-pound gun strapped to his arm.
I love that. He's learning from Megatron, man.
Does he have a bondage gear chest?
Yes.
It has buckles.
The wheels on his legs seem to be implying he is a cannon.
He has a steamer trunk for a chest.
That's awesome.
Beep, boop, yar, this is where I bury me treasure.
All right. What's a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
The C.
Oh my god, these are kind of fun. This is what Creo should have been in the first place, in my opinion. I may have picked some of them up.
Shit. Like Wild West, Westworld HBO Max style Krios.
I mean, fucking Starscream is a goddamn gunslinger.
Yes. I didn't even know that there were like Krio fucking revolver pieces.
There, I guess there was going to be. Same thing with a Molotov cocktail Megatron. That would have been
that guy.
Great.
That the style. I don't know why I'm getting this energy, but that Starscream looks just as likely. Like he looks like a gunslinger, but he also looks like he might be a rum runner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I see that.
The drift with the two sections staff is also kind of amazing and racist, but amazing.
How's it racist? That's probably hot.
Because he's Japanese?
No, that's Drift. It would have been, like, Age of Extinction, Last Night era.
Hot Rod was in Last Night. And was
right. Orange. Okay, yeah, so this would have been Age of Extinction, then.
I'm saying the samurai helmet, that's, and the orange collar makes it kind of likely it's Drift. Maybe R.I.D. Drift.
Robots in Disguise 2015 Drift was orange.
Yep, orange and red.
Like, the only thing he really needs is a Fu Manchu mustache. Yeah, I said it.
No one even knows who Fu Manchu
and
is.
And literal yellow face.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't it like a Marvel comic or some shit?
Hey.
I mean, didn't he fight Flash Gordon or some shit?
Fu Manchu?
Yeah.
I don't think Fu Manchu. I know my favorite actor that ever played Fu Manchu was Nicolas Cage.
Oh yeah. In that double feature movie.
Grindhouse.
That's right, that's what it was.
I went to the theaters to see Grindhouse. I didn't watch one then the other. Jesus Christ.
No, I took my girlfriend at the time to see Grindhouse, and we were fucking laughing hysterically at the Planet Terror movie. But the Quentin Tarantino one was just like, what the fuck are we watching?
Four and a half hours. It's funny you
mention that, because I didn't go see Grindhouse in theater, but I did pick up Planet Terror on DVD afterwards, because I fucking love Robert Rodriguez movies.
It was a good movie, too. I mean, Cherry with the machine gun leg, awesome.
And that's the thing, is I still haven't seen the Tarantino half of that. I still haven't seen Death Proof.
Death Proof is kind of Death Proof is a lot like being a cop. It's slow as hell with moments of sheer terror.
Yeah, it's really weird when your movie starts off really strong, and then you sandwich in the middle an hour and a half of a table scene, like literally an hour of talking to set up one payoff only. For the end of the movie.
It's real fucking easy to get through, though, because it's Rosario Dawson and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. And it's just like, I could listen to you guys fart into a microphone. Please? You know? It's just...
Please? Roger Rabbit's like, please?
Step on me! Oh, did things get awkward? I'm sorry.
No, I'm dying to laugh over here. You're thinking about farting in a microphone. That's ancient YouTube days of cake farter.
All right, Rosario. I need you to squat down real low. Make sure your shoes are off, and I want you to fart right into the microphone. Make it a nice, juicy one. All right, take 47.
I mean, it's Quentin Tarantino. This is literally the man who wrote, a scene into From Dusk Till Dawn for the express purpose of having Salma Hayek jam her foot into his mouth.
I don't see the problem with this.
Yes. It's art, Walter. Duh.
Dusk. I would have written it. Just shove your whole titty right in my mouth there. Go ahead.
I mean, come on.
This was 1994 Salma Hayek, so fuck the hell, yeah.
I mean, come on.
You're going to tell me... You're going to tell me it's not high art when you have Cheech Marin outside the gates of an Aztec cursed vampire temple screaming, pussy, pussy, pussy,
pussy, pussy, pussy.
If you can find cheaper pussy anywhere, fuck it.
I, you know what? I'm going to go out here and say this on air. From Dusk Till Dawn, best vampire movie ever made.
Ooh.
Codpiece Dillinger? Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on, sex machine!
It may be, man. That's another movie that's a slow burn, but ends up being fucking worth it.
Wasn't that George Clooney's big break film?
It wasn't his big break, but it was definitely like in the early stages of his career.
Uh-huh.
God, I remember seeing him in that shit going, God, you're still on ER and you're doing a movie? How do you do it, man? I was like 14 when that movie came out. I had no idea how he did it.
Yeah. Money. Yeah. Money. Tell you what, man.
Like, from Dusk Till Dawn, it has basically the same setup as Predator does. You think it's one kind of movie, i.e. Predator. You think it's just a Special Forces Commando movie. And then the alien shit happens about 30 minutes into it. With mm-hmm. From Dusk Till Dawn, you think it's about, you know, these horrible bank robbers and serial killer types. And then about 30 to 45 minutes in, boom, vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Quentin Tarantino was a fucking, like, a menace in that movie, especially that scene where he's imagining his victims begging him to kill them. And I was just like, that's twisted.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get through. But so good. So freaking good. If the Creo would have been like this, I would have gotten, I can't even say more of them, any of them.
Who's the knight one, the orange knight?
Knight?
That's another version of Drift.
Oh, so he has two different flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Optimus, Bumblebee, Megatron all have like three different flavors in here, too. It's like
Night Optimus.
Drift. Yeah, Drift Asian mode. Drift European mode.
Continental Tour Drift. Hello, Round Eyes. Look at me. I'm one of you.
Oh, Katana. He's no good. Bronzo, all the way.
Oh, look at the Claymore.
Which character is this?
Claymore.
That's Jazz?
I was thinking Jazz.
Okay, so is this supposed to be a ninja or some kind of Persian assassin?
I'm thinking ninja.
Whatever your mind wants, but the second Jazz with the pea hat and what is that, like a flame exhaust rifle? Look at the size of that thing.
That's gangsta Jazz.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, because like 15th century Persian warriors, not one of the themes that like everyone's going for in this.
Oh shit, that's definitely Jazz. Look, it has the number 4 on the chest.
Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely Jazz.
That's a cool gun.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Probably supposed to be military, like
without. Worst part is he doesn't even use it. He uses the wheels more to grind your face.
Yeah.
The gun is just a distraction.
Let's see.
That's an awfully big silencer. Oh no, it's a Loudner.
Yeah.
I want them to hear this. Somebody
here watched Sledgehammer. Somebody here watched Sledgehammer back in the 80s. Didn't you, Walter?
No.
Uh-huh.
That's a quote from The Simpsons.
No.
Silencer, Loudener, Speed Talker. And we use this to shoot down police helicopters.
Oh, my God. Going over to the chat here. Crossbones Koopa says, Happy New Year, everyone. Dwayne Marsh says, hold on. Giga Twin says, There's a dentist in Japan who cosplays as a dentist-themed common writer for a dentist in his city. He has a very nice costume. Technical Gem, finally got a replacement pin to fix my medics from a $10 crankcase. Awesome. Wolf1701 says, Guyver. Giga Twin, correct. It's part of the Global Bee Conspiracy. Wolf1701 says, Zuckerberg is a biological robot that was grown in a tube by our lizard overlords. Holson85. Happy New Year, Holson. Hey, you guys. Wolf1701, that ninja Bumblebee Okremo has a bat-leth. They use that bat-leth fucking over and over and over in Creo. Giga Twin says, this Sunday, tune in for the showdown of the century, the Vic Roy of the Bee Empire versus the Snake Pope of the Certain Theocracy. Don't miss the battle of the century. Shit. Snake Pope's going to win.
Hang on. Did you, the Creos, there's a Creo piece of a batliff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's kind of fucking in my head.
Hold on here.
The fucking guy who ruined Star Wars.
There it is. Right
Star
there.
Trek.
Yeah.
J.J.
Abrams.
The good Star Trek.
There was actually Star Trek the Creo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Right there's the Batleth.
Yeah, it's at Toys R Us a lot.
Yeah. Crossbone Scoopa says, will we ever get Web Diver Ridgers? Damn, I want to get them. But the vintage are so much money, I want my Viking driving pirate ship robot. Crossbone Scoop also says, oh, was the Guyver biosuit based on H.R. Giger's work? It may have been. H.R. Giger did some work for Toho back in the day. So it may have been. He did a lot of work for a lot of movies. He almost made a Batmobile.
I can still see Mark Hamill transform into that awful that
cockroach.
Like, stretch neck cockroach.
there's some elements of H.R. Giger that are in the artwork of the Guyver manga.
Oh yeah.
For sure. There's some inspiration there, I would say.
Wolf 1701 says Ming the Merciless fought Flash Gordon. Crossbones Koopa, seen Planet Terror and Death Proof both in theater. 4 hours, my ass hurt sitting so long in the theater. See, yeah, my ass became one. Like, they had to peel me, and, like, fibers were sticking out of my cheeks. Giga Twin says, yeah, I preferred how the original Predator movie originally started, where you don't have the spaceship at the start. Instead, you have a group of people finding a bunch of bodies in a jungle tree. So much more creepy. And yeah. Crossbones Cooper goes, why does Jazz have a Mo Howard haircut? It's a stocking cap. Duanas Perez says Hasbro is missing out on a big part of the market of Transformers-themed sex toys. Rail Racer, you know?
I disagree because we had a jolly good time laughing at the butt plug guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wait. Is Jazz dressed up like a guy who's getting ready to do a chop shop on somebody's car?
He's a gangster.
Probably.
He's a Jazz.
He's a 1930s gangster.
He's dressed as a guy who's going to walk into a room and put a fucking round in someone's head with that big-ass silenced pistol and then walk out.
See, here's the thing. You guys are saying silenced. I'm saying Gatling gun.
It does look like it has more than one barrel. It does.
I think that shoots titanium rods myself.
Mm-hmm. Titanium rods? You're fucking dead. Probably launched tungsten.
Wolf 1701 says... How scary. Wolf 1701 says they already have Orgasmus Prime. I bet they do.
Can you imagine a projectile weapon that shoots like rapid fire pieces of rebar?
Oh man, yes.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah,
that was in a video game, I'm sure.
I would argue it may be better. Hear me out. It may be better to be shot with a piece of rebar than just a bullet.
Maybe.
Okay, here's my thought process on it. Whenever a bullet goes in, number one, it's going to bounce around a lot, and it's going to do a lot of damage. That rebar isn't really going to bounce around.
It's going to go through.
That's either going to be a through and through, but more likely, because that rebar, it's not going to be quite as aerodynamic. It's going to tumble a bit more than a bullet. It's probably going to stick in you, which... is another good thing, because if it sticks in you, then that rebar stuff's going to clot all around that rebar. Whereas, like with a bullet wound, you know, they're going to have to go in, clean out. You know, you may have hit an artery, and that artery is not. You know, if it goes through and through in an artery, man. But that piece of rebar, yeah, there's going to be blood. But God damn, I think that you have a really good chance. I think you have a better chance. Doctors in the audience, I'm just kidding. Nobody who's a doctor would listen to this shit. That's why my wife leaves the room. But, I mean, it seems to me that having that rebar in there, they always tell you if you're stabbed, don't pull out the knife. And I got to think, like, if you're shot with a piece of rebar going just under the speed of sound, don't pull that out either.
I don't know, Scott. I've played Mortal Kombat a bunch of times, and those rebar pits really do seem to leave a mark.
Do you remember? Sorry.
Go ahead, dude.
Do you remember the car? Do you remember the cartoon on MTV called The Oddities?
Yes, I do.
There was a dude in there. There was a dude on that show, and his primary character trait, if you can call it that, was that he had a full-sized lawnmower blade stuck in his head.
Vaguely remember that.
And when he finally got that accident, when he got that blade in his head. The paramedics came and they're like, sir, we're professionals, sir. Just follow what we say and everything will be fine. First, we're going to grab the blade. We're going to pull it out, at which point you will die.
Do you? Jesus Christ. Giga Twin says, I've seen what a piece of rebar does when it goes through someone, and no, it won't cross fast enough. I don't want to know how you know that. DeJuanis Perez, I downloaded Tinder just to hold guys hostage to info dump on them and to spread the word about the bees. Good for you. Wolf 1701, I've been training militant bees. Those are called Africanized. Lizzie Kaplan used to be in this show, Fox TV series. She used to be in this show where it was on Fox. I think the guy that played the lizard in one of the Spider-Man movies was in it as well.
Please tell me it was Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
No, I think it was Lizzie Kaplan. It was, let's do IMDb here. God, Lizzie Kaplan is so hot. Let's see, Fatal Attraction. So hold on, it was TV. See all. Oh, she was on Angie Tribeca. It was about this family that had bad luck. And it was like the 90s, I want to say. Let's see here. Let's see. Fox TV show about a family with bad luck. The Pitts, that's it. The Pitts. And Lizzie Kaplan, I want to say, yeah, Lizzie Kaplan is Faith Pitt, the oldest child of Bob and Liz. And there was one episode where she got a pipe stuck through her head.
I remember that episode specifically.
Right, and she ended up joining a circus, and she would play music on the pipe, and she was called Little Bo Pipe.
That was a... I think that was the pilot, wasn't it? Because she ended up having that gag repeated a lot.
I don't know. I just remember that. Yeah, here, Dylan Baker, he was the father. Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3 played the lizard.
Well, the guy who would be lizard, but, you know.
Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah. But shit.
Over.
We have Transformers Prime Unseen concept art, and I gotta tell you, this is some beautiful shit, my boys.
How beautiful is this?
I'm telling you what, yeah. I was as hard as blue fucking steel seeing this shit. The Megatron design was one of the best Megatron's designs. Not saying the Prime Megatron design was bad, but almost single-handedly, I would have rather seen all these than what we got. And I was happy with what we got until now. And now I'm pissed.
So it seems that at some stage, a more G1-looking Starscream design was in the cards before they ended up creating...
before they gave him anorexia.
They created Stiletto Heels Knife Fingers Cenobite.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm not going to complain about that version of Starscream because it was like that so reminded me of Tim Curry.
Well, I really liked him because like it didn't look like Starscream, but the character felt like Starscream.
Well, they also were pretty good on the characterization in the Prime version of things, but it's so weird looking at concept art, I guess Image 2, and this Starscream looks like he's going fucking Super Saiyan or nuclear reactor. Look at this shit. This is your Guyver right here. Yeah. He's pumping energy.
Oh yeah. He got a power up.
With that Megatron design, what are those gold pieces supposed to be on his back? Kibble, axes, wings?
I think those gold pieces are supposed to be supposed to be like the swoops of the spaceship mode.
Oh. Why does he got tank treads on his legs?
Here's the thing.
Triple changer.
Space tank treads.
I saw this about a day before it came up onto TFW 2005. And I thought it was fake. I thought it was fake because there was fucking spelling errors all through this shit. And, you know, they had Spike, right? And there always feels like there's a veil, V-A-I-L, capital V-A-I-L. That's, no, a veil, V-E-I-L, it just seemed very amateurishly done. I thought this was actual fake bullshit. Turns out this is real.
Resolute Scarlet.
Yeah. But, yeah, so Optimus Prime.
He could be just dealing with somebody whose first language wasn't English.
Possibly.
It seems like it was thrown together and never meant to be seen.
Yeah. But you have,
maybe
like,
he just did a spell check.
You have, you know, Optimus Prime, great looking design. The power up, fucking hell, look at that trailer.
Wow. I do like that trailer.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a howitzer gun.
Dude, do you see the little seat over there? There's a little seat for minicons to sit in to fuck shit up.
That's a great base mode. I just realized, though, if you that version, that iteration of Prime, this design, doesn't it look a little bit like Rescue Bots Prime? It's kind of been, like, the resolution got increased a bit.
I would argue it looks more like Bumblebee Movie Prime.
Yeah, I see more movie aesthetic, but, man, that fucking, like, Gustav Max gun, that's a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yeah, I'm hoping somebody does, like, a 3D print version of this. Or maybe I'll fucking do it. I don't know. But this is just god damn, son.
I hope it also flies.
I mean, anything does with enough thrust. That's why the A-10 Warthog flies.
If G1 Prime had this trailer, there wouldn't have been a show.
No.
He would just have it. He'd show up, and there wouldn't be any Decepticons.
He would drain the Energon, all of the Energon reserves the Autobots had in one shot. It's just like, and he'd probably do a bad Schwarzenegger pun as he blew the fucking, like, Nemesis out of deep space as they were chasing him.
It's over. Like, it's over, Prime. No, it's not.
It's over, Prime. Yeah, it is for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, you chrome-plated son of a bitch. Suck on this. I got rid of my two little buddies, Battle Platform and Roller. I left those bitch-ass punks back on Cybertron. Meet my new buddy, Gun.
You know what? Roller is bullet number one. That's all I can imagine. It's like, Roller wants to say hi, Megs. And this,
say hello to my new friend, Magnetic.
This giant head came floating over the horizon and it said, the gun is good and the penis is evil. And I'm taking that shit to heart. Who am I to deny Zardoz?
Here you go, Megatron. Literally eat a dick because it's coming at you at Mach 3.
Dude, this is a fucking badass trailer.
Like it?
Yeah, I love this Sharktacon back here. That is a fucking weird ass Lovecraftian design.
This looks like it's from, like, I think it's called, like, the Binary Revelation, which is what they rip to make everything.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the Leviacon from Retribution.
Oh,
third novel.
Ooh. We finally got images of the Leviacon.
Yeah, let's say that.
Yeah. I mean, why not? It certainly fits.
I still want, like, some sort of visual representation of that Quintesson General Tyrannicon.
Mm. Let's see.
Give me a couple.
Just use Sharktacon Megatron.
That was kind of the idea I was kicking around for a while. But then Megatron actually got the Sharktacon Matrix in that very same novel, so that's just
Sharktacon Matrix.
Look like
Sharktacon Matrix.
Yeah,
this makes inspiration
in the third Align continuity novel, Retribution. The Quintessons basically built a fake matrix that they used to, like, inception prophetic visions into Optimus Prime. But then Megatron got a hold of it and basically said, I'm gonna light your darkest hour, and turned himself into a fucking Alpha Chad Sharktacon.
Whoa. Damn.
Little sub for Optimus to tow around.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, shit!
Oh, my God.
I don't even have to transform him.
He is not fooling around.
whenever you've got a gun this big, why do you need a disguise? You are now the Alpha and the Omega.
Otherwise, those missile batteries are going to shoot him directly in the back.
I fucking...
With a gun like this, I don't think the missile batteries are needed.
I fucking wheeled up to Megatron. The last thing he saw was the price tag hanging off the barrel of the cannon. Everything went black, and I let the Archangels take the son of a bitch.
Meanwhile, in the sphincter of Unicron, Blunghole the tapeworm of Unicron gets a surprise visit from Jazz.
Yeah, man!
Jesus fucking Christ. What it looks like. Oh, I just picture Megatron, I'll rip up your optics. I don't need to see to shoot your ass.
This is the kind of weapon that you can fire over the horizon.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even see him.
That muzzle flash is, you know, deceptively underpowered for the size of that weapon. It's either like a pinpoint accuracy shot or the warm up.
I'm going to prove the Earth is wrong because I'm going to blow up the moon from here.
just imagine like Megatron like scheming is like when we finally find them. What's that sound?
I imagine Jazz actually. Aiming the right way, he's trying to prove the Earth is round, he's firing the right way, and it's like, who's that bot behind him? That's the one he's trying to hit. He's like, you missed, and it's like, oh, just did I?
Zoops around the entire planet, right in the back of the fucking head.
What's this, Prime? Do you have a bullet with my name on it? To whom it may concern.
Picture the bullet coming back around and it's got dead people stuck to it as it's flying. Like everybody's plowed through on its way around. Fucking trees and animals and...
And they're just like crisp to a toast because of like air velocity and just like the friction burning them up.
This is great.
Do you smell something, Optimus?
The gray color of this trailer thing actually makes it kind of look like Prime already killed Megatron and then used his body to make a weapon platform.
Yeah!
He's two for two, son of a bitch, just like Jetfire.
It goes up to Shockwave.
That's an approach I'd love to see Prime take, is with every, like, high caliber Decepticon he takes down, he makes a new trailer out of it.
Oh my god.
So he literally becomes a convoy. It's like convoy. That means more than one trailer. It's like, I like you to meet my friends Megatron, Shockwave. But those are just trailers.
I just picture like fucking Laserbeak's head hanging from the rearview mirror like a fucking pine tree air freshener. Jesus Christ.
He's got the bobblehead of Ravage on the dashboard. He's like, how you doing, kitty?
No. He makes a trailer out of the tapes just by bolting the tapes together in tape mode.
Welcome to the 80s, bitch. Oh my god.
This right here looks like he decided he didn't like drift or something and then killed him and then made his body into this.
Open up and say ah. Ah.
This drill, I will pierce the heavens.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh sure, Bumblebee's good and all, but where's his trailer?
Where's his cannon and
Optimus is definitely left. Lighting the darkest hour. This thing can only fire once.
I am the darkest hour. I am the one who knocks. Fucking. I like Ratchet's little face shield, too. That's awesome.
Referential to the toy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still that shitty green color.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Ratchet has a little face shield.
This concept art came out sometime around 2007, 2008. So the movie designs were still. Printing money.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Ironhide's pretty much exactly what we got for, like, Cup and Ironhide.
Yep. Very close.
Yeah. I will take that. I will take that. There's Megatron.
So some of this actually did survive. Yeah.
Unlike anybody facing the trailer gun.
It's pretty obvious. That trailer is this tank. Isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
What do you think Megatron scanned?
The most powerful weapon available, Optimus Prime's trailer. It's
not Soundwave. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah.
Honestly, that Starscream design looks like what we got out of Reactivate.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about
that. Yeah. Very much so. That, you know. But this Soundwave, you know, there are certain times whenever I look at shit and go, man, I wish we got that. Like Beast Wars Neo Unicron is always going to be the pinnacle of, man, I wish we got that. These trailers, these multiple trailers for Optimus, big, I wish I got that. I'm glad we never got this.
This thing is just, this just looks like the satellite one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a wheel.
His legs have turned into a Segway.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's got wheels.
This is what this is what Soundwave would have looked like if Beast Wars Megatron turned him into a vehicle.
I guess they were just like not a fan of the boombox mode.
Yeah. Like Predator drone Soundwave that we wound up getting in Prime. Big improvement.
Yeah.
That thing's amazing. I like that figure.
I think I fucking need to make some of these trailers.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on.
Yeah, really.
I don't have the Soundwave
you can't
easily.
You can't bring guns. It's legal.
The advanced bat.
Oh my god. Going over to the chat here. Wolf 1701 says, well, that's a little racist, but okay. Giga Twin says, it's part of my industry and a thing we have to learn about. The rebar thing. Crossbones Koopa, ever watch American Gothic? The town sheriff was the devil, and Forever Night with the vampire cop. I watched Forever Night. I really liked Forever Night. Teftef, hey Teftef, buddy, how you doing? It reads here that Spike is a rebellious teenage hacker. Why is it always a rebellious teenage character? Why can't we have a passive, nerdy mama's boy protagonist? We kind of got that. But, Teftef, we kind of got that with Prime. I would argue...
Yeah, Raph was right there.
I would argue Raph was nerdy. And the main character, Jack was definitely a mama's boy. He was so much of a mama's boy, he took his mom to meet the Transformers, and then fucking... His mom,
and then she wound up thirsty for Optimus.
I mean, who can blame her, man?
Peter As Collins. You do,
Peter Collins, shit, man. God damn.
I'm pretty sure Peter Collins works on Weeping Angel like rules. You can draw a picture of him, and it's just as fucking magnificent and has that much gravitas. You go,
absolutely,
fucking that's Peter Collins. I'm gonna fuck that picture.
Yeah, and damn right, you'd be right to want that. Wolf 1701 says a giant head says gun is good, penis is evil, Zardos. Wolf 1701, look at the shape and sections of the artillery cannon trailer thing. Looks like it opens into some sort of Hulkbuster thing for Prime. Teftef says Ratchet is protected against COVID drawn. Crossbones Koopa says love that boss Mustang Bumblebee. Teftef says Soundwave looks like a gamer's PC with too many RGB LED lights. Holson 85 says Segwave. God damn.
Holson,
even
fuck
from
you.
The chat, man. Crossbones Koopa, sad wave. Duanus Press, that driller attachment is there for an easily dug grave. Wolf 1701, I'm feeling Segwave. Duanus Perez, Wolf, I read that as Peg Wave. Aw. You guys are such a geek couple. I fucking love it. Oh,
I think Wave is probably our show title this week.
I can't. We got to keep it somewhat friendly at least. Let's see.
What the fuck is a Peg Wave? Who the fuck even knows what that is?
Let's see. We need to go back to this trailer because he's saying it looks like it. Let's see here. Look at the shape and section of the artillery cannon trailer. It looks like it opens up into some kind of Hulkbuster thing for Prime. Okay, I can see that
I could definitely see some shoulder pads right above the missile pods.
Yeah, shoulder pads. The missile pods would go on the outside of the arms. This thing would probably... I could see this pegging together like a fucking weaponizer.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like the City Commander trailer.
Yeah,
there's two functions. Right. Fuck off gun and armors.
Yeah. So I can see it. Actually, if I may say so, this would have been a beautiful Giltar.
That actually is exactly shaped like him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking that's what they were going for, with the Optimus carrying Megatron on his flatbed. Yeah,
this could have been Optimus Prime with Giltar armor.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. This would have been fucking awesome. We have, oh, look at this. Transformers Earthspark Optimus Prime Battle Base trailer. It's a trailer kind of day. This is first revealed in the last days of 2023. This is, it's kind of a redo of another trailer that was previously released. But this
from the
is
Cyberverse line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is not bad. I don't think I have many of the Cyberverse trailers. But this is not bad at all. I may pick this up.
Yeah. I kind of like this trailer a little bit because, well, it doesn't completely fold open. It's got a bit of a roof, so it kind of looks like a building.
You can get in out of the rain.
It still has a little thing for a roller and storage and all the good shit. So cool.
It's got guns and screens and platforms and all the shit that a trailer base is supposed to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Room for grandma.
Grandma can fucking suck it. Listen, that bitch is getting fucking weak, sitting around in her wheelchair all day doing nothing. It's time we enact a little tough love on grandma. That bitch is getting soft. I'm going to crack a hip. Bitch, you're in the prime of life. Get on the goddamn jet ski.
Or else get launched like a roller out of the back of this trailer. Like an episode of Knight Rider that had too much budget.
Oh, man.
All right. Throw kid out of the back of the moving car. What?
I was listening to that funky Indian song. Do you guys know the one I'm talking about? Dinga, 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 dinga. That one?
I know. Yes.
I was listening to that, and it blew my mind. Listen a little bit further. They use the Knight Rider theme as the main part of that song.
That's not the Tunic Tunic song, is it?
I don't know. No. I just typed in Dinga Dinga, and it came up.
It's a different song.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the way that song, Dinga 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 Dinga, that's the way it starts, man. I typed in Dinga Dinga, and it took me right to it on fucking YouTube. I'm not the racist one. YouTube is. They acknowledge it's the Dinga Dinga song. God damn. The Wolf 1701 says, can we get this in Concept Series as a weaponizer? Please? Please? And Teftef says, his left arm doesn't have a hand, doesn't have an elbow joint. Right arm has a hand and all joint. Weird. And Holson A5, Ratchet is protected against COVID Tron. Too bad it didn't protect him against lockdown too soon. Dun, dun, dun. No, that didn't happen. That was a fucking fever dream that fucking Shia LaBeouf had as he was dying.
Gunface lockdown.
Talking about.
Right? Exactly.
All four.
Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime would never kill Frasier.
Mostly because that fucking bitch would have kerploded had he been hit with any kind of round from that size fucking cannon.
Like being hit in the face with a fucking barrel of cement. Thunk.
You know what, though? I imagine it would have been one of those things where it's like, even if Optimus didn't manage to kill Frasier, the fucking bullet traveling around the circumference of the Earth from the jazz gun would have hit him anyway.
Yeah.
As it ripped by like Neo flying to catch Trinity, just cars and debris and fucking dead people.
Well, I think that actress, the actress that was in that, the Chinese actress, if I'm not mistaken, I think she ended up disappearing.
Hit by a bullet?
Bing Bing was her name.
Lee Bing Bing?
Bing Lee?
Bing Bing, actress, vanish. Lee. Was it Bing Lee Bing Bing?
I think.
Oh, no. Okay. A different one. It was Fan Bing Bing.
Fan Bing Bing.
Let's see. Chinese government was investigating her for tax evasion.
That'll do it. Let's see. Wasn't she in the X-Men movie Days of Future Past as Blink?
I don't know. Hold on here. Is Lee Bing Bing related to Fan Bing Bing? No, they're not related.
Well, Google's just racist. Or maybe the Chinese are.
Binga, 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 binga. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Or maybe Scott? I don't know. I've been on the show too long.
Scott, what are you drinking there?
What do you want it to be?
French champagne.
Liberal tears.
The scotch.
Doesn't do anything?
Well, it hydrates. No, this is...
That's what you can ask for.
This is green tea, dude. See, I have a whole pitcher of it by my feet because I live by the rule, ABH, always be hydrated.
Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Scott's a Hydro Homie. He's subscribed to the Hydro Homie subreddit.
Fuck yeah, I do. Man, I got to stay hydrated. I needs me my fluids. Shit, this is what I got here, man. If I don't drink my fluids, I die. As does everybody listening.
You don't know that.
Go ahead. Some loser told you needed air. You're the king, baby. You don't need that shit.
The government says you need water.
Yeah.
What if some of us are lizard people built by robot alien bees from the center of the earth?
I think you still need water. Just saying. I think you still need water. Oh, my God. Moving on to Looky What I Found. Hey there, Kyle. Do you got a Looky What I Found?
No.
I do believe you should address him by his screen name, Scott.
Binga, binga. Do you have a look? I don't have a Looky What I Found either. I had one, and then I lost it. Somebody had done some beautiful fan art of Big Red from the Marvel comics. And it was just like, ooh.
Yeah, I think that was Guido Greedy.
Was that Guido Greedy? I saved it. Facebook, bookmarked it. I bookmarked it and went back to it, and the post was missing. And it was like, holy shit. That was some beautiful, beautiful ass shit. Well, Walter, do you have a Looky What I Found?
I do, actually. I dropped a couple to possibly be show notes in the group chat earlier.
Oh, shit. I missed those completely, dude. Let's see here. Oh, man. Let's see here. Share screen one. Allow. And going over to the Facebook. Triton Legend Scale Sea Spray. Winter Wonder Festival Optimus Prime. Wow. Yeah, your name really
I didn't go on show notes this week, so I dug up a few things.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, this is good. I'll give you this. This is good Looky What I Found stuff, but it just didn't seem show worthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Powered Convoy, it's a recolor of a vinyl thing that the same company made last year.
Hold on here.
So it's like one of those Winter Wonderfest one day license deals.
Oh, okay, I see it here. Bringing it up.
The fucking Game of Peace is yet another shitty mobile game that Transformers threw some branding into.
Yeah, I saw that. That was just kind of like, might as well be skins at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what it is from the looks of it.
Yeah.
Wait. Game of Peace?
What? Yeah, it's some Chinese Moon Man game.
That sounds very, very... It sounds very, very Asian.
Game of Peace, the famous Chinese mobile strategy game.
Yeah, it's like... It's just like that bottled tea you can get from Chinese
Peace
supermarkets.
Yeah.
It's called Yes Tea.
Yeah.
And the caption on the bottom, for a better tomorrow, yes.
And also... What? Fuck to have more children because the population of China is absolutely crashing. So make sure you hydrate with yes.
Yeah.
And then why did the fuck? Why did they?
I thought it was Japan and Korea that were having population problems.
They all are. They all can't have it?
They're all having problems. Like, why? What's with the relationship with the English language though? Like, these are just some words. They're not. They don't mean anything.
English is really tough, dude. Like, we don't realize it because we're sitting here speaking it, but it's tough.
Hold like, on, let's not go that far. We're not really.
Have you noticed that, like, a lot of knockoff Transformers or a lot of knockoff robots, especially the ones that combine, it's like they always have the word deformation
yes!
on it.
Yes!
It's like, do they think, like, that's not a synonym for transformation? It's got to be
something, because whenever I go to AliExpress and I just put in the word deformation, I get two things. I'm not trying to be nasty or mean or anything like that. This is just the God's honest truth. I get transforming toys, and I get stuff to make transgender people appear passable.
Huh.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. This sea spray that you have up here, the Triton.
The New Age Triton, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like how New Age will, when they reveal one of their things, they also reveal all of the fucking repaints they're doing at the same time.
Yeah, so that is kind of neat.
So what is this referencing? It looks like a GoBot.
That's actually exactly what it is. It's supposed to be the E-Hop... Like, remember that set of E-Hobby GoBots that they did out of Minibot molds?
I think so. Maybe.
Where we got Bug Bite, Bad Boy, Road Ranger from?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll remember those colors on those toys weren't the actual GoBot colors, on account of those being, you know, fucking cropped from Bandai and Machine Robo.
Hey, doesn't this guy look like, what's his name? What is it? Omega Guardian? Doesn't that look like Omega Guardian's really, really small younger brother or something?
The deal with the blue and silver one?
Omega Sentinel.
The blue and silver one's actually supposed to be, Storm Surge, the movie line repaint target exclusive of Cybertron Short Round.
Oh, no toilet mode?
No toilet mode.
I could totally imagine this guy sitting on top of Omega Sentinel's shoulder telling him what to do.
That's not Short Round.
The green and maroon one is supposed to be Shattered Glass Octopunch.
Oh.
And then, like you were saying earlier, that blue and red one, it's GoBot inspired. It's supposed to be Manowar, or rather the, like, E-Hobby Funpub version of Manowar.
Right on.
Whose color scheme is actually based off of, like, an early prelim for Seaspray.
What was Manowar's original alt mode?
He was an actual, like, fucking destroyer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a knockoff Manowar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Thomas, buddy, do you have a looky what I found?
Yeah, I found some customs that I thought were kind of neat.
Let's see.
Okay. This guy right here should be it. You see this? Somebody made a Blastmaster out of this fans project figure.
Ooh. Oh, hey.
Doesn't that look nice?
That's not bad.
Yeah. And they made a barrage out of this mold.
Ah.
Yeah, like, you can really see it in the alt mode, why they chose it.
Yeah. Yeah, looking good. Looking good there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, Xavier, buddy, do you have a look at what I found?
I found two things that are quite interesting. So the Transformers subreddits has concept art. I don't know if this is fan art or concept art. It says Terra 810. I think this is just fan art. But someone made a Breast Force version of the Predacons, or Predacon versions of the Breast Force, and a combiner version of it as well. So it looks pretty cool.
Okay. Waiting for it over on... There we go. Let's see here.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing this guy's work on Twitter.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah, I've been seeing his stuff, too. Right on.
And then, just because...
Whoa.
How would you like to see Michael Bay discussing the deets on Devastator's balls?
I'd rather not.
Too bad.
Hold on here.
Okay, so these guys are impressive
as all hell.
Oh, the other day. His fucking name is Guy.
That is nice.
Whose name is Guy?
Guy Hawk. And for now, I'm like, what's that fucking guy's name?
Guy Hawk. Guy well, Hawk. There's the. Are you? Did you know that the main character of Gal Gaigar? His name is Guy. Cyborg Guy.
Look at him. Look at him like a 3-year-old. And then his balls should clank together. And then it just.
I love the angle the picture is taken at and how lovingly he's caressing them. Imagine them. Holy
look at this. Look at this dude down here. Look at this dude. He's got an Oscar. I'm going to make him say scrotum. I can do anything. I've got money. Fucking hell. Going
I'm so
over.
Glad that this led to him being in the Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
got to do one good thing. After putting up with that shit for 2 1/5 of a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Going over to the comments. Let's see here. Trying to. Crossbones Koopa says, my warrior name is Dinga Dinga. Tef Tef says, I remember those reviews you used to make with a little bit of whiskey involved. Someday. I've got like a whole setup up there. I've got a light ring. I've got a background. You know, it's just getting the gumption to do it again. I feel, Tef Tef, I go up there and I feel like an idiot. I feel like I've been out of the game for so long that I've lost my footing. And yeah, I'm just going to have to start jumping in and doing it. Holson 85 says, is green tea code for Mountain Dew? I wish it was. I have no Mountain Dew, man. Dewanis Perez, oxygen kills us just very slowly. Like, think about everything that breathes, and oxygen eventually dies. Trees breathe out oxygen, and they die too. So, I mean, but
sometimes they explode into paper.
They live a lot longer than us. Trees are the enemy. Dewanis, I need you to get your bees on this shit. Crossbones Koopa sees the new batch of spiders invading the U.S. God, it hates me. Holson 85, English are complicational. Tef Tef says, no, French is tough. I'm French. And dude, me too. Me too on my father's side. French. French over here. French is tough. I'm French and can guarantee you English is stupid simple. French is not. Object have genders. You guys have past, present, future tenses. French has like 22 tenses. Shit. French is over here doing it on the quantum level. God damn.
I'm still going to say it. English, as it stands now, is actually like 7 other languages stacked on top of each other inside of a trench coat trying to sneak into an R-rated
movie.
I
see.
I have another take on that. French is just a mutant strain of Latin. English, modern English, is just sort of like a retard version of Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Oh,
mostly because I've never heard you say retard.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Totally okay. Crossbones Koopa says, under the sea, you're swimming with hot fishes that are mermaid bitches. Oh, under the sea. Tef Tef, Tarantino is to feet what Bay is to robot balls. Who's the movie director that does the boobaloos? Because, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm a titty sexual. Like, I love giant big old boobaloos.
Hang on, I think I... He has a name.
Well, most people do.
Yeah, but I can't fucking remember.
You know, the guy with the head.
Start naming movies he made.
Oh,
I gotta
Roger Corman.
That's not a movie. That's a person.
No, I'll take
the bitch. I don't care who's
Roger Corman.
In it.
I think Roger Corman was the guy who did Battle Beyond the Stars. Now I got to look this up. Hold on. I'll hit share screen here.
Damn, I forgot his name.
I want to show you
Russ
this.
Meyer.
Russ Meyer. Yes. Yes.
That's the fucker.
Yeah, that dude. That dude knows his shit. I will give you that. Let's see. I think it was called Battle Beyond the Stars. George Peppard. Sci-fi movie. The Battle Beyond the Stars. That's it. I want to show you guys the ship from Battle Beyond the Stars. Battle Beyond the Star's spaceship. Are you guys ready for this? Images.
Probably not.
There's the ship from Battle Beyond the Stars.
Spaceship titties.
That spaceship has titties.
Wow. It's not even implied to be. It is literally, that's them.
That's, there it is. There's a scene from the movie. It's, and the ship's name is Nell.
With titties, and from a front-on view, it looks like a fucking uterus.
To the star boob.
Oh my god. Quick! We've got damage to the left breasticle. Damage report! Damage report!
This is pretty fucking stupid. Hold on, I'm checking eBay for model kits.
It's very close to something that H.R. Giger would come up with. Yeah.
I got the idea. We get a lot of probe tubes, tentacles, and I want the spaceship to have two enormous jugs front and center.
That's totally something he would do.
Missiles to come out of the nipples, but they can only fire when the cold darkness of space.
What size, H.R. Giger? Galaxy class.
Jeez. Make them jeez, baby. Make them jeez. Oh my god. Moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron. Xavier.
Hold on. Good news. The Last Dragon and Battle Beyond the Stars combo pack, $18.
Oh my god. That's a deal.
That's a steal.
That is an absolute deal.
Do you think anybody would be mad if somebody produced an STL file of that ship?
No. Everybody would fucking rejoice.
Please tell me this is rated G.
If you do that, though, if you fucking do that, you better be... You're going to get, like... Could you put a set of tits on the Enterprise? You're going to get mail like you wouldn't believe.
Seriously, like, seriously though, like doing just like a static model that has no moving parts.
Can you slap?
It'd be so easy.
Could you slap Kim Kardashian's ass on the back of an X-wing for me? You're gonna get shit like that. Just you fucking wait.
Extremely easy.
Oh, you ever been on Instagram for like 2 seconds?
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to make me a Millennium Falcon, but I want you to slap the sexiest My Little Pony figure on there that you can.
Oh my god.
I want some furry Millennium Falcon porn.
Hey, if someone is willing to pay enough money for me to buy like a car with.
Ariana has a friend. I hope you don't mind me talking about her. That made she did furry porn. She made bank just.
Oh, when I was in art school,
This woman made bank just drawing furry porn for people. And she was good, apparently. I've never seen any because I'm a normal human male. I like titties.
Scott.
Titties that aren't on spaceships, by the way.
Scott.
Yeah. Ariana said it's been 15 years since she talked to her, and she's still jealous of her.
Speaking of that, it's a little surprising there hasn't been any weird upgrade kits for the Nemesis yet.
Yeah.
So, I was curious. Battle Beyond the Stars, it's a titty ship. It's rated PG for action and adventure.
Yeah.
And it is free to watch on YouTube.
Yeah. That's true. And it's got Hannibal from the A-Team in it. And John Boy from the Waltons.
I can't believe... YouTube's like, you can buy this movie, and then right above it, this is like, buy this movie. It's already streaming for free.
Fucking watch it here, man. It's... Jesus.
Who the fuck is this Valkyrie chick in here?
Oh, Sybil Danning. Now, okay, I wouldn't fuck the spaceship Nell, but let me tell you one thing. In her heyday, I would have thrown two or three into Sybil Danning. She's...
Oh, it's Sybil Danning.
Yeah, Sybil Danning. It's almost as if I've watched...
She's the one from Howling,
yep, that's the one. It's almost as if I have some sort of weird fetish with these films. moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron. Xavier, buddy, do you have any reinforcements this week?
Yeah, I got a Studio Series Cybertronian Mode Bronze. So that's the weird tank mode with the drill.
Right.
Yeah, so got him. And I picked up a lot of the core class figures. So I picked up two Boulder Crashes. I got a Tasmanian Kid, and I got Cybertron version of Megatron with his teeny tiny version of himself as a blade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Right on. How about you, Kyle?
Nothing.
So that's fine. That's fine. Walter, how about you?
I also got nothing.
Right on. Damn. Thomas?
I don't have anything.
I'll tell you what. I am in a drought, too. I only got one thing, and I only got it because I was able to get it for a 10 spot at Ollie's. I got the Beast Wars Monopoly. I wasn't going to, but I was, like, looking at it, and Ariana went, "Do you want it?" And I said, "I kind of want it." Really? But it's like $14.99, but all their toys right now are like 33% off. And I said, "It's $10, but I'm put it back. We need to save our money." And she went, "If $10 breaks us, you know, shame on us." She goes, "Get it." And I said, "I don't think I should." She put it in the cart, or I swear to God, I will kill you. Or something like that.
I've been curious about this thing because, like, I don't know, like, how would that play compared to regular Monopoly?
I don't know.
And, like,
I haven't even
change about it.
I haven't even opened it. It's still look. It's still sealed. Right?
Does it have like the locations on the back of the box?
Hold on. Well, shit, man. Just let me open this sumbitch here.
I'd be interested in seeing what kind of stuff it like has. I don't know.
Hold on. We'll open this sucker live on the air. Okay. And okay. So here we go. Come on, man. The Beast Wars Transformers Monopoly set is not easy to open. I think it'd be easier to like be a passenger in a NASCAR.
Turn to the left.
Let's see here. Just be a passenger. What are you doing here? You guys should like east. Tied. let's see here. Trying to find like
doesn't that also summarize what it's like to play Monopoly? You turn to the left.
Yeah, pretty much so. Let's see. What do we? Shit, man. There's like cards. Okay, here's the board. Here's the board. And shit. I got limited space to mess. So yes, we have the Nemesis, Box Canyon, Floating Mountain, Flying Island, the Grid Helix, Grid Omega, Maximal Base, Predacon Base, the Axelon, Grid Vega, Grid Scavus, Biodome, Standing Stones, the Dark Side, Grid Trion, Grid Orion, Secret Lair. So yeah, okay, we've got like some spots there. We've got cards. Hold on here.
And what are you using? I imagine like for, I mean, what are you using for Monopoly money?
Well,
in this?
I'm going to find out.
Shanix.
Let's find out. We've got. Okay, what is this? This is. What are these? Opening. These are heavy as fuck, so these may be the game pieces.
Metal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we have a little tiny Optimus Primal in beast mode. I guess this is some cards. Cheetor in beast mode. We've got Black Arachnia in beast mode. Waspinator.
Ooh, cool.
Beast mode. Let's see, I'm trying not to hit buttons. We got Dinobot.
Hey.
We've got Megatron in beast mode. And then we've got... Oh, look at that. They remembered Rat Trap.
And he's standing up.
I'm standing up, boss monkey. Okay, hold on here. There's a set of cards or something in this one. Like, and I'm really working hard here not to fucking knock the box into, like, the computer keys. Because I am dealing with some limited space.
Yeah.
So.
So the heavy... So the pieces, a lot of pieces.
Let's see here. What's this? Maximal. Rhinok assembles a new comlink. Collect two Energon. So Energon is
what
you're using.
Yeah, I kind of figured it was going to be something along those lines.
Hold on here. What's in this? Oh, yep. Look what we got. We got Energon cubes. Tiny little Energon cubes. And we got Energon crystals. Like little crystal outcroppings of Energon. Let me put that in the box so I don't lose any of those.
Now there's an idea for some models to make on cults.
Yeah.
Some Energon.
More Monopoly pieces?
Well, just like remember how in Beast Wars that you would they would very regularly encounter great big Energon crystal formations?
Oh, shit. There's I just found a tiny little stasis pod.
Oh.
And
tiniest.
What's this? Oh, hold on here. And there is... Oh, that is a tiny little golden disc.
Oh, my God.
That's metal, too. That is metal.
Wouldn't it be
that
funny?
Might be worth the $10 right there.
If there was a mass extinction on this planet and everything died and the entire human civilization was wiped out, and then a couple million years later, some other sentient species found one of those discs. It's like, just one. There's one left.
Let's see here. Another box. And I bet this is the characters in their robot modes. And that's exactly what it is. There's Primal. And Black Arachnia.
Oh.
And Megatron, who is a hefty bastard. And Waspinator. And Dinobot. And
they're making a loud metal clunking sound when you drop them.
I'm telling you what, this is definitely, and there's a little Rat Trap. I definitely got my $10. I feel like I got my $10 worth from this. I really do.
Oh yeah,
it's like murder pieces in Clue.
Yeah, yeah. So yo, I'm happy with this. I'm very happy with this. Yeah, go out to Ollie's. My Ollie's had a fuck ton of them. 33% off. You got fucking $10 in your pocket. Go get yourself some Monopoly shit. Fuck. I wouldn't blame you if you did. Let's see here. Let me put this away. I don't want this to get ruined. I'm actually really happy I got this now. My wife is so intelligent. She knew. She fucking knew. This is why I married the woman. Because without her, I'm gonna die. Don't know how I made it the 47 years without her.
Man, that first year really paid off with the foot thing.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Talk about using your insurance right away. Oh,
are you talking about that wonderful experience you had with that window?
Yeah,
because of that, Scott has now developed the superpower to sense glass anywhere.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let me. Nothing strengthens a marriage like almost both of you almost dying within 3 months of saying I do. you really learn that you can trust each other and that the other one has your back. It was. Like, at the time, it sucked, but now it's a good thing, because we know that we love each other, and we stuck through the the for better for worse, we stuck through each other for the worst part. You know, no two ways about it. So let's see here. Going over to the comments, Teftef says, okay, Dwayne Marsh says, on average, a language one does not speak will always be more difficult than the one a person spoke. Teftef, Spaceballs Mega Mate has nothing against that ship. Holson, I would like to see that ship go up against the Lex ship. Crossbones Koopa said, Captain, the ship is leaking breast milk. You're pushing it too hard, Captain. She can't take the pounding from enemy fire. Teftef is adding this movie to my next movie night with the boys. I am not normal and confirm it was good furry porn. Duanas Perez, don't ever upset a furry. They have the money to drop hundreds on one drawing of their OC and thousands for a fursuit. This is true. And Teftef says, you've landed on Energon Mountain. It is owned by Megatron. You must pay Megatron 600 Energon for rent? What the fuck? Now I want this monopoly just for the metal pieces. It is really nice. I'm surprised. Gentlemen, I think this is where we wrap it up. You guys got any plans for this week?
I think I'm going to get myself a Beast Wars Monopoly.
I think you should. I think you should.
I also pet my new dog a lot.
Aww.
Like a lot.
Well, is your dog's name yes. Narfy?
Nora.
I was close.
Sorry, Lola. Nora is the other dog that we didn't get.
Aw. Nora. Lola, Nora. Aww. I want pictures as soon as you can, man. Aw.
And nothing but dick pics.
Nothing but like, dick pics. Shit. Yeah. I should have been more specific. I just wanted dog pics. Gentlemen.
I like me now, dog.
I want to thank everyone for being here, gentlemen. Thank you so much. A special thank you going out to our chat. Teftef, Duanas Perez, Holson85. Good to see you, buddy. If you ever want to come back on the show, man, we fucking miss you, dude. Dwayne Marsh, Crossbones Koopa, Duanas Perez, Wolf1701, Dwayne Marsh, Brendan Callanan, and you know what? There are just so many people out there that just, you know, Giga Twin. Almost missed you, Giga Twin. Sorry about that. No, Silver Moon and his lovely wife, Kitty. Oh, my God, man. We miss you guys so, so much. Just, we've made so many wonderful friends. We continue to make friends throughout this. Go out there. Spread the good word. Thank you. Gentlemen, say good night.
All right, night. Keep your fucking nose clean. God damn, you... fucking addicts. What do you do? You jerk off. You listen to Good Morning Cybertron. You jerk off again. Then you do a bump of cocaine. Porn, so I'm told.
Furry porn and then spaceship porn. And then and then furry spaceships. That's the way my night goes.
Furry spaceships. God, I think you've invented a new fetish.
It exists already.
Yeah, I guarantee it does.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have some research to do.